she is going to become the next president of India, and in doing so, she is going to tick a lot of boxes. She is going to become the first tribal woman to hold the office. She is going to become the youngest president ever to become the youngest person ever to become the president of India. And because of this, she is being seen as a beacon of progress, and that's something that the BJP has been constantly telling its electorates, telling its voters, that this is how it wants to project that the party values governance. And because of Ms. Murmu's elections, one can see celebrations all across India. Even before the voting had crossed the second phase, celebrations had started on Thursday back in Orissa, in a small village where Ms. Murmu grew up. We are also seeing celebrations in New Delhi, as well as in Jharkhand, where she served as the governor of the state. So there is a huge deal of positivity in many parts of the country, and this is certainly what the BJP wants to portray out into the public, that this is an absolute success story, that this is a person who rose through the ranks, starting out as a teacher and now reaching the highest office in the country, coming from a marginalized background.